If you've flown south of the equator lately, or if you've ever routed a trip through Sao Paulo and watched a wall of blue tails taxi past your window, this next story lands close to home. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and you're listening to ATEEZ, the show where we take the day's aviation headlines and translate them into something you can actually use. Today, we're talking about money, borders, and the quiet chess game the big carriers play over who gets to feed passengers to whom. Here's what you need to know. Brazil's competition authority has cleared the way for American Airlines to put $100 million into Azul, one of Brazil's largest airlines. That's according to reporting from Aerotime. The regulators signed off, and the deal that's been sitting in the pipeline now has a green light on the Brazilian side. We'll get into what that number really buys, why a U.S. carrier wants a piece of a Brazilian airline in the first place, and what any of it means for you if you fly, work, or travel in that part of the world. But first, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's set the table for the folks who don't spend their evenings reading airline balance sheets. Let me give you the lay of the land. Azul is a big deal in Brazil. It was founded by David Neeleman, same entrepreneur behind JetBlue up here in the States, and it built its network on a simple idea: fly to the places the other guys ignored. Azul serves more cities in Brazil than anyone else, reaching deep into secondary markets, small regional fields, corners of a country that is, and I want you to sit with this number, larger than the continental United States. Brazil is enormous, and Azul stitched it together with a fleet that runs everything from Embraer regional jets to turboprops to wide buddies. American Airlines, you already know, Fort Worth, Texas, one of the three big U.S. network carriers, a member of the OnWorld Alliance, and a carrier that has spent years trying to build a stronger foothold into South America. So, when American writes a check for $100 million to invest in Azul, that's not a random act of generosity. That's a strategic play. And Brazil's competition regulators just told them the play is allowed to proceed. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story, and I want to be careful here. Because when you read competition authority clears investment, it's easy to assume that means American just bought Azul or took control of it or merged the two. That is not what happened. $100 million is a meaningful sum, but in airline terms, it is a stake, not a takeover. It buys American a seat at the table and a financial interest in Azul's success. It does not put American in the captain's seat of a Brazilian airline. Foreign ownership and control rules in Brazil and almost everywhere else put hard limits on how much of a national carrier a foreign company can actually own and steer. So think of this less as a wedding and more as a very serious engagement. The two carriers are binding their commercial fates a little tighter together. Why does that matter? Let me explain what these tie-ups actually do, because this is where it gets relevant to the person listening. When a U.S. carrier and a foreign carrier link up like this, the real prize usually isn't the equity, it's the network. It's code shares, where American can sell a ticket that starts in, say, Miami or Dallas, flies into Sao Paulo on American metal, and then continues on Azul to a dozen inland Brazilian cities that American would never fly to itself. It's frequent flyer reciprocity, where your miles and your status start to carry across both carriers. It's coordinated schedules, so your connection in Sao Paulo isn't a five-hour sit in a terminal. And in the deepest versions of these partnerships, it's revenue sharing on the routes between the two countries, though that deeper layer typically needs its own separate set of approvals from aviation authorities, and sometimes antitrust immunity, which is a different animal from what got cleared today. This affects you if you're a U.S. pilot or a traveler who heads to Brazil. A tighter American and Azul relationship means more places you can reach on a single itinerary, more ways to earn and burn miles, and smoother connections into the interior of the country. If your idea of a good time is flying into Sao Paulo and then hopping a regional jet down to the coast or up into the Northeast, deals like this are the plumbing that makes that a single sensible booking instead of two separate airlines and a prayer. Now let me flag something, and I'm going to label this clearly as my read on it. Not established fact. This move fits a pattern we've been watching across the whole industry. The big U.S. carriers have essentially given up on the idea that they'll fly everywhere themselves. Instead, they plant financial stakes and commercial partnerships in strong local carriers around the globe, and they let those partners do the flying they can't or won't do. American has done versions of this before with carriers in other regions. Delta and United have their own webs of equity stakes and joint ventures. It's how the modern network game is played. You don't conquer a foreign market, you marry into it. And Latin America has been a particularly contested board. There's been a lot of movement down there in recent years, carriers restructuring, alliances shifting, partnerships forming and dissolving. American planting a firmer flag in Brazil through Azul is a statement about where it thinks the growth is. And frankly, Brazil is a logical place to make that bet. It's the largest aviation market in South America by a wide margin. Here's the part I want the aviation professionals in the audience to hear. Deals like this move slowly, and they move in stages. Today's clearance from Brazil's competition authority is one gate. It is not the last gate. These arrangements typically have to satisfy financial regulators, aviation regulators, sometimes securities authorities, and the internal approvals of both companies. So if you read this headline and thought the ink was dry and the blue tails were about to sprout American flags, pump the brakes. What happened is that a significant obstacle got removed. The road ahead is clearer. It is not empty. Let me pull back for a second and talk about why any of this belongs on a show for pilots and aviation enthusiasts. Because I know some of you fly Cessna 172s on weekends, and the boardroom maneuvering of Fort Worth and São Paulo feels like a different universe. Here's the connection. The health and the shape of the airline industry sets the weather for all of us. It drives where the jobs are. When American deepens its commitment to South America, that has downstream effects on hiring, on route development, on which hubs grow and which ones stall. If you're a professional pilot or you're working your way toward that seat, the flow of capital and partnership across borders tells you where the demand is heading. Follow the money and you'll often find the future flying jobs. It also shapes the training pipeline and the equipment. Azul flies a lot of Embraer, and Embraer is Brazil's aerospace crown jewel. A stronger, better capitalized Azul with a big American partner is, indirectly, good news for the Brazilian aerospace ecosystem that builds airplanes a lot of us end up flying, including regional jets all over the United States. The E-jets in the American regional fleet and the airplanes flying Brazil's interior come from the same lineage. This is a connected world, and there's a bigger principle here worth chewing on. Aviation is one of the most genuinely international industries on the planet. An airplane built in Brazil, financed in part by capital from Texas, flying a route approved by regulators in Brasilia, carrying a passenger who booked through a U.S. Airlines website and is earning miles she'll redeem in Europe. That's not unusual. That's Tuesday. The web of ownership, alliance, and agreement that lets you buy one ticket and touch three continents is invisible when it works. And today we got a peek at one of the threads being pulled a little tighter. Let me give you the practical takeaways, because that's what this show is for. If you're planning travel to Brazil in the coming year, keep an eye on how the American and Azul relationship develops. Codeshare and loyalty benefits from a deal like this tend to roll out gradually, not all at once, and they can genuinely change which itinerary is the smart booking. What's the cheapest, most convenient way to get to an interior Brazilian city today might look different a year from now. If you're a loyalty program player, and I know some of you optimize your miles like it's a second career, watch for expanded earning and redemption between these two carriers. When partnerships deepen, the fine print on what earns what and what status gets recognized where is where the value hides. And if you're on the professional side of aviation, watch this as one data point in a larger trend. The U.S. majors are betting on South America, where the capital flows, the routes, and eventually the jobs tend to follow. One more note, and this is the discipline I try to bring to every one of these stories. Be careful with the word approved. In aviation news, you're going to see that word a lot, and it almost never means what a casual reader thinks. Approved by whom? For what stage? With what conditions attached? Today, a specific regulator in Brazil cleared a specific investment to move forward. That's real, and it's significant. But it's one signature on a long document, not the final chapter. When you read airline news, always ask which gate just opened and how many gates are left. That habit will keep you from getting ahead of the story. That's the picture. American Airlines putting $100 million toward a stake in Azul, cleared by Brazil's competition regulators. One more move in the long game of who partners with whom across the Americas. Not a merger, not a takeover, a deepening, and a signal about where one of the biggest carriers in the world sees its future growth. My thanks to Aerotime, whose reporting anchored today's rundown. If you want the show notes and the rest of what we're tracking, it's all at radiohanger.com. The maps we fly by get redrawn in boardrooms as much as they do in the sky. Keep an eye on both. I'm Tower, and this has been ATIS. Fly safe out there.